Hi, welcome to another inspirational message recorded live at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
It's so good to be with you this morning and to worship with you, with God's people. What a beautiful family of God you are and an expression of the kingdom of God. And we just love being here with you and spending this time with you. For Marie and myself and our boys, we just feel at home here. We feel like we are just part of this family. And we just want to honor this ministry and honor what God's doing here. And also Pastor Alex and Naomi, we want to honor them and what a gift they are to the body of Christ. Amen. And how many of you know there's only two ways you can really draw from a mantle? There's only two ways. And the first way to draw from a mantle is by faith. When you release your faith, you can draw from that mantle. Secondly, through honor. We see with the Shunammite woman, when she believed that man, that Elisha was a prophet of God, and when she honored him and built that room, she became fruitful. Her barrenness turned into fruitfulness. And so I want to encourage you here at Oceans Unite to always just, and I know you do it, I can sense and feel that you are a church that practices it, but I want to encourage you this morning to continue to release your faith and place a demand on the mantle that's upon their lives. And to honor that mantle. Because as you do that, you'll receive from that mantle continually and blessings. And many of you, I think, can testify that since you became part of Oceans Unite, things have changed in your life and things have happened, things have grown, things have developed. And that's just the way it is in the body of Christ. And we, you know, I know a lot of people are careful to honor men, but we do not honor men, we honor the grace and the gift of God upon them. So by honoring the grace or the gift of God upon a man or woman's life, we honor God because it is His grace and His gift that we see. Can you say amen? Well, won't you just turn around to two or three people right there where you're seated. Just tell them you look better than the last time I saw you. Amen. What did you do to yourself? Did you lose weight? Did you have a makeover? Did you get a new hairdo? Praise the Lord. Well, amen. Praise God. And really, for me coming back, I believe I was here in February, around there, last time. And just to be back with you today, I can sense such growth and strength. And just, there's just a new level in this church. Let's give God a praise for that. Something has happened. Something has developed. Something has shifted and moved in Oceans Unite. Amen. So it's so good for us to be with you. Know that we love you. I love you. And I'm praying for you. And I pray that each and every one of you today will leave here stirred up, ignited, encouraged, empowered to fulfill your specific assignment in the earth. That's the way we're going to expand the kingdom of God. We must expand the kingdom of God without delay. It must happen, and it must happen now. Not next week, now, today. Somebody shout now. The kingdom of God must expand now. And it's going to expand through us, each and every one of us. And so I want to get into the Word in just a few moments. And I want to ask you to go with me in your Bible to the Old Testament, the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings, and we're going to read there the sixth chapter, 2 Kings chapter 6. And from the first verse, while you're turning there, we are from Cape Town, South Africa. We have a church there called Revival Worship Center. And it's right there on the tip of the continent of Africa. Born and raised in Africa, in South Africa. And it's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful nation. And God has a plan for that nation. It's been through so, so much. But I can see the hand of God upon that nation. And God's not done with that nation. Keep us in your prayers. I say, keep us in your prayers. And we keep you in our prayers. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had that worldwide prayer event with Pastor Harold. And I want to honor Pastor Harold today. Our apostolic covering. How many of you love Pastor Harold Weitz and the ministry of that man of God? And while we were praying together as nations, you know, there was a moment where we started praying for the United States of America. And I want you to know that this nation, that this country impacts the whole world. What happens here affects the whole world. You're in our prayers and we believe in God that His kingdom will manifest everywhere in this beautiful nation. And God's will be done. Amen. And so this morning, I want to just speak to you a few minutes from God's Word. And I want to see the kingdom of God expanded through you, through me, through us, as a church, as a family, as people. And in 2 Kings chapter 6, from the first verse, the Bible says, "And the sons of the prophets say to Elisha, 'See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us.' And I prophesy to you now that there is an expansion coming to your life. That the place that you may have been at is too small for you. God's will is not for you to stay or remain where you're at. There is an expansion. So I want to ask you to raise your hand and prophesy it over your own life, your own future, your own family, your finances, your ministry, your capacity, and say, 'I'm expanding.'" Oh, say it with some faith in your heart. Say, "I'm expanding today." Hallelujah. The place where you've been at is too small. There's an expansion in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is expanding all the time. The Spirit of God is moving all the time. Scientists say, you may put that hand out, God bless you. The scientists say that the universe is still expanding at the speed of light. Since the time God spoke, like, be, it's still moving. It's still expanding. And I'm here to tell you, the kingdom is expanding. And therefore, you are expanding. Therefore, we are expanding. The body of Christ is expanding. And in Vero Beach, the kingdom of God will expand. And is expanding. The place where you've been at is too small. Don't be satisfied with where you've been. In your own personal life, in your own capacity, maybe it's mentally. God wants you to expand. Shake off the limitations. Break the limitations. I went to the nursery one day and I bought a flower, and they said to me, this plant, they said, wherever you plant this plant, if you plant it in a little pot, it's going to grow to that size. If you plant it outside in your yard, it's going to grow into a tree. You determine the growth of this plant where you plant it. And so I want to say today that many of us we've been limited and contained by our own selves, by our own mentality, by our circumstances, by backgrounds, by people's opinion. But today, every form of containment and limitation is broken over your life. You're going to expand and grow and become what you are called and destined to be. A tree planted by the waters who will bear fruit in season. Your leaf will not wither, and whatever you do will prosper, will succeed. Sounds to me like you're a success already. Sounds to me like God has a plan to expand you. Sounds to me like God has a plan to prosper you. Can you say amen? Break every form of containment and limitation. They said it's too small for us, man of God. We need to expand. We need more space. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please let us go to the Jordan and let every man take a beam from there and let us make there a place where we may dwell. So he answered, go. Then one said, please consent to go with your servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe fell into the water. And he cried out and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. It was borrowed. Exodus 22:14 says, in the law of Moses, the Mosaic law says, if any man borrows something from another one and that the owner is not present when it is lost, then that one that borrowed it must repay it in full. This man knew that he was in trouble. This man knew, according to the law, he had to repay what he had borrowed. He had lost another man's axe head. And he knew he was in trouble. And he cried out and he said, I am in trouble. And the man of God said, where did it fall? Let me just say this to you today, that our God is a God that is able to bring you out of trouble. He is a God that's able to cancel debts. He is a God that's able to supply your need. He is a God that's able to do the impossible. Expect the unexpected. Get ready for the impossible. He is a God of breakthrough. If you believe for your breakthrough, if you believe something good is on its way to your life, give Him the best and the highest praise. Something good is manifesting. Hallelujah. It was borrowed. And the man of God said, where did it fall? I want to say this morning, we should never borrow another assignment. We should never borrow another gift. We should never borrow another revelation, another vision. We should not walk in somebody else's truth. We should own it. And I want to say, own the vision here at Oceans Unite. Don't borrow it. Own it. Let it become part of you. Walk in the vision. Say, this is our vision. This is my vision. I'm not borrowing it. I'm walking in it. Because when you borrow something, you can lose it. But when it's yours, when you paid the price for it, when you've claimed it, when you've seized it, when you've made it your own, when you own it, they cannot beat it out of you. They can't persecute it out of you. Come on, somebody. Paul said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. He said to King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. He owned his vision. He owned his assignment. He owned his purpose. They could not persecute it out of Paul. It wasn't borrowed. It was his. This man borrowed the axe and it fell. Now he uses that axe to make room, to make space, to expand, to cut down trees and remove obstacles. And I want to prophesy to you now that there are obstacles and hindrances in your life that you're going to cut down, that you're going to remove. Obstacles are going to be taken out of the way, and there's an expansion coming. But this is what I want to say to you. It is important to sharpen the edge. It's important to sharpen the edge. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 10. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 10. If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success. The Hebrew translation there is, wisdom brings a successful advantage. When the edge is sharpened, you don't have to exert so much strength. In other words, you do more with less effort. You're working smarter and not harder. I'm here to tell you that you're going to be effective with little effort. You're going to break through barriers with little effort. You're going to increase in areas of your life with much less strength or effort put in it, because of the sharpness of your gift, the sharpness of the anointing, the accuracy of the Word of God, and how to rightly use the sword of the Spirit. So whatever trees and obstacles have been blocking you, hindering you, keeping you confined, you're about to cut it down as you sharpen the edge of your axe head.
Now that accent speaks of your assignment. It speaks of your gift. It speaks of your anointing, your vision, your dream, what God placed you here for, your assignment in the earth. This man lost it, and then God gave it back to him. When he cried out to God, God restored back to him what he had lost. The prophet did something. He cut down a stick and threw it into the water, and something that was not natural, something that was not ordinary happened. Something supernatural happened. The iron axe head began to float and the wood sank down. I'm here to tell you that's not natural. That's above and beyond the natural, because our God is above and beyond the natural, and everything he does is supernatural, and the church is supernatural. We are supernatural, and our daily lives are going to be supernatural. Can you say amen? Whatever has sunk in your life is about to float again. It's about to live again. It's about to come to the surface again. And the man of God said, step in, grab a hold of it. And he stepped into the water and he snatched the axe head and he put it back on the handle, and the man had the axe head back. I'm here to tell you, you are not going to die without fulfilling your assignment. You're not going to die without fulfilling your purpose, your vision, your function in the kingdom of God. Can you say amen? Snatch the axe, snatch the gift, snatch the dream, snatch the calling, take it back. Let God restore to you. Let God restore to you the sense of purpose, the sense of assignment. I love it. He reached out his hand and took it. Nothing will happen in the kingdom of God until you take your hand out and snatch it. You got to take it. That axe head was floating on water. The supernatural was manifesting. My God, natural laws were broken by the power of God for this man to get that axe head back. I prophesy to you, natural laws are about to be broken. Physical laws, come on now. Natural laws, I don't care how old you are, you don't have to die of a sickness. You can, come on, just leave your body and go to heaven. There was a woman in our church. She was not a part of our church. She watched the TV program. And on the TV program, I have a TV program in South Africa. On the TV program, I was speaking a word of healing. And this woman got healed in her house. And she came to the church. Elderly woman, about late 80s. She came to the church, gave her life to God, and said, I was healed by watching the program. The pain was gone. A year later, she died. She passed away just recently. But you know what? She had a year of no pain. She had a year of being free from sickness. And when she died, she stepped into glory without pain, without sickness. How many of you believe that's the plan? That's the will of God? God is going to break natural laws. You're going to look better and be different, be better, be stronger, be more healthy. I wish I had another 100 people to give God a praise like it's a reality. Come on. The Bible says Moses' eyes did not grow dim. His eyes were just as good. Caleb was strong at 85 and he said, give me the mountain, give me the giants, I'm going to cast them out. He was ready to expand, possess, and take territory. I put upon you, I release upon you now the spirit of revival, of renewal, of refreshing, to take hold of, to possess, to snatch your promise in the kingdom of God, to expand and to take territory. I command that back to be healed. I command that spine to be healed. I command the vertebrae in your back to be healed. I command that pain in your body to go. I command that sickness to leave. Now you have an assignment. You have a purpose. You have a destiny to fulfill. It will not paralyze bless you. Take your healing now. Take it, snatch it, grab it, take hold of the accent. Say it's mine. And move that arm, move that leg. Take your healing, take your breakthrough. Don't need to wait. Don't need to wait. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are expanding the kingdom of God. And because that kingdom is expanding all the time, you're expanding. So I speak over you now prophetically that some of you will find that your tastes will change. Your likes and your dislikes will change. Habits will change. Routines will change. Your mindset will change. Things that you were okay with before, you'll not be okay with anymore. Things that you were satisfied with before, you're not going to be satisfied with. It's like there's going to be an expansion in you that says, I deserve better. I'm going to have better. I'm going to be better. Because wherever I go, I represent an expanding kingdom that's about to manifest on the earth through my life. Wherever I put my foot, that territory I take for the kingdom of God. Somebody, come on, somebody in Vero Beach, shout and give God some praise. Hallelujah. God said to his people, he said, when you go into the land, every place you put your foot, I'll give it to you. God was saying to them, wherever you put your foot, wherever you risk your life to go, wherever you take a risk, I'll give it to you. No foot, no territory. If you're not there, I can't give it to you. So I'm speaking to you by the Spirit now that God is saying, I've given you a business. I've given you a creative idea. I've given you a gift. I've given you an assignment. I've given you a future. But I am waiting for you to take a risk. Step into that territory, unknown territory, surrounded by enemies. As you put your feet there, risking your very life, trusting me, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. You'll take it. You'll possess it. You'll expand it. Oh, I release it upon the evangelism team today. As you put your foot in that territory, I release the mantle of the evangelist, the supernatural, the power of God to take that territory for the kingdom of God. All you need to do is get into the territory. Put your foot there and God says, I give it to you. Hallelujah. Can we give God as Oceans Unite a 30-second praise for territorial dominion, territorial power, territorial breaks? Woo. Would you give God praise for your family, your children, your finances, the territory you're in now? We praise you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 5, the Apostle Paul writes to his spiritual son Timothy, and he says to him, as for you, always be sober-minded. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you the reason he spoke those words was because whenever you're going to fulfill your assignment, some people get thrown by the word ministry. They think ministry is just what we do on the platform or the fivefold. Ministry is way beyond that. As you know, ministry is what the camera lady's doing. Ministry is what the children's church teacher is doing. Ministry is what this lady's doing on the keyboard. Ministry is the one who opened the building and switched on the light. Ministry is beyond just what we're doing here. Come on, you have a ministry of hospitality, of generosity, of mercy, of cheerfulness. Some of you have a gift for giving. That's your assignment. That's your purpose. Some of you have a tremendous assignment for prayer and intercession. Some of you have a different assignment. Everybody's got an assignment. There's no person in the kingdom of God without a specific assignment. And you are here with a divine calling, a divine assignment. And like the apostle, I release that apostolic anointing and I say, fulfill your assignment. Fulfill it. Do it. Step into it. I stir it up in you. I activate it in you. It's time. It's time to fulfill your assignment. Now he says to this pastor, do the work of an evangelist. Timothy was not an evangelist, but he says, do the work of an evangelist. I believe it's time for each and every one of us to step into working, operating, functioning, fulfilling our assignment in the kingdom of God. Amen. Endure suffering. Endure suffering. Why does he say that? Because whenever you're going to fulfill your assignment in the kingdom of God, you might face suffering. You might have to pay a price. There might be persecution. In Colossians 4:17, Paul says to the church in Colossae, he ends his letter to the church in Colossae, and he says a very strong word. He says, and say to Archippus, see that you fulfill the ministry that you have received in the Lord. See that you fulfill the ministry that you have received in the Lord. That was not encouraging, really. That was a little bit of a rebuke. To publicly, in a letter addressed to the church, put his name in there and say to Archippus, make sure you fulfill your assignment. Why is that so important? Because in the body of Christ, if each and every one of us fulfills our own unique assignment, the kingdom will expand. The kingdom is hindered when we do not fulfill our assignment in the kingdom of God. Somebody say out loud with me, would you please say, I have a divine assignment. Yes, you do. Now, what I love about this assignment is that an assignment is so powerful. Your God-given divine assignment is so powerful, it will preserve you. It will protect you. It will cover you. I don't care how many new age gurus and witch doctors and Satan has come against you. If you have an assignment, if you have a mission, you have power, you have authority. Your assignment validates you. Your assignment gives you authority to stand and say, I'm supposed to be here. Oh, give God a good praise here this morning. Hallelujah. So your assignment will keep you. You see, Paul the Apostle wrote in Philippians 1 verse 12, he wrote to the church in Philippi and he says to them, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. So Paul the Apostle is saying here, he is saying that, he says to the church, I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I don't want you to sympathize. I don't need you to feel sorry for me. He says, I want you to know what I'm going through, what I'm facing, what I'm dealing with, the persecution, the resistance and the opposition, my imprisonment. It is not discouraging me. It is advancing the gospel. It's expanding the kingdom of God. And he says that there are other brethren who are becoming bold because they see that I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. I'm fulfilling my assignment. I'm supposed to be here in prison right now, in defense of the gospel, and the whole imperial guard has heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter. Oh, come on, give God a prayer. Doesn't matter how many things come against you. Doesn't matter how many things are thrown at you. If you know your assignment, you'll use it as fuel. It will fuel you. Yes, am I using the right word, fuel? It will be like gas, like fuel. It will fuel you. The more they persecute you, the more they resist you, the more fuel you get. The more trouble comes your way, the more fuel you get. How many of you know Jesus performed many miracles when people opposed him? When people persecuted him? When the Sanhedrin said, you're not supposed to do it? Man, that fueled him. That got him going. In fact, he would not have done the miracle had they just left him alone. But because they came against him, he said, I'm going to prove to you that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Get up and walk. Come on, give God a praise. Something is happening in your life to advance the gospel. To expand the kingdom of God. Fulfill your assignment. How do I fulfill my assignment? Number one, never forget the divine encounter that you had. When Paul was placed on trial and he stood in front of King Agrippa and Felix, do you know what he used in his defense? Paul was a very intelligent man. Paul could have used many other legal ways and means and strategies to defend himself. But you know what Paul chose to use? His divine encounter. He said, I want to tell you, I was on the way to Damascus. I hated the church. I persecuted the church. But on my way, I saw a light. I heard a voice. I said, who are you? And he said, I'm Jesus, whom you're persecuting, but I've chosen you to be a vessel, and you will take my name to the world, to the Gentiles, and you'll be a vessel for my use. And the Lord said to him, and you'll suffer many things for my name. How many of you know that was his assignment? I mean, his assignment was to get beaten up. He was persecuted, he was beaten up, he was stoned, but every time he got resurrected. He had resurrection power, he got healed. They couldn't kill him. I said they couldn't kill him. When they stoned him, he died. They dragged him out the city. When the disciples made a circle around him, he was resurrected. He got up, went back into the city. Come on, wipe the blood off. Woo! I'm preaching myself now happy here this morning. Went back to the next town, the next city, and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? He had prophets that came to him and said, don't go to Jerusalem. There's much trouble there. He said, bring it on. I'm ready to go. Next town, the Holy Spirit said, don't go to Jerusalem. Much suffering. He says, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to suffer. I'm ready to die. He knew his assignment. He was on that ship when that storm came. And how many of you know that they were all supposed to die in that storm? But he stood up on the 14th day and he said, don't be afraid, men. He said, this night an angel of God stood by me and said, do not be afraid, Paul. You must still appear before Caesar in Rome and carry the gospel there. So I'm here to tell you that his assignment preserved him. And then the ship goes down, nobody dies, and he lands up on the island of Malta. And everybody else is cold and shivering and complaining and dying. Come on, we're talking about grown men, soldiers. But this apostle goes and gets wood for the fire. He assists and helps to get the fire going because he has an assignment. He's in charge. Lift your right hand with me and say, when I know... my assignment in the kingdom, I'll always be in charge. Yes, you will. My dear brother and sister, in your circumstances, you'll be the one that is in charge. Because you have an assignment in the kingdom of God. As he puts the wood in the fire, a viper comes out to and bites him. grabs a hold of him and oh my. But Paul shook it off, back into the flame, and went on as if nothing happened. And the islanders looked at him and thought that he was going to die. And they said, surely the gods must be angry with him because he almost died because of the shipwreck. Now he's on the island, he survived, but now a snake bites him. Surely he must be an evil man. But how many of you know when he didn't die? The Bible says they changed their minds about him. I prophesy to you now, there are people, family members, friends, co-workers that are going to change their minds about you when they see that you're not quitting or giving up, but you're still running the race, still serving God, still on fire for God. No matter what happened financially, no matter what happened in your family, no matter how many disappointments, won't you just shake it off today right now?
Wow. Amen. Well, you know, this church is so powerful. I can't help myself. I want to teach here this morning, but you bring the preacher out of me every time. Oh, my goodness. You've got a dangerous church here, Pastor Alex. They pull everything out. I'm here to say to you today, your assignment will preserve you. Because you must still appear before Caesar, Paul. You must still appear before Caesar. You can't die. You can't go down in the shipwreck. The snake can't kill you. The poison in your bloodstream won't affect you. Because you have an assignment to expand the kingdom in Rome. Now go ahead and give God a praise like, let the devil know, I have an assignment. I will be preserved. I will fulfill my destiny. Would you stand to your feet, everybody, everywhere? Would you just stand to your feet? Paul, there's so many more things that I could just talk about or share about how to fulfill that assignment. But the first point that I can give you is remember your divine encounter. Don't forget it. Because there's an initial, original encounter that you had that will carry you, that will sustain you in times of opposition. I was a young man in 93. I was a young man and I was in a service, ordinary service, and the Holy Spirit came upon me. I felt a flow of electricity through my body. It was so powerful, it shook me. That force of God was all over me. It was around me. I could feel the currents around my body. I could not speak. I could not move. I was shaking and trembling. It stayed on me like that for I don't know how long. Everybody was gone. They had to help me out the building at the end because they wanted to close the service. They wanted to close the building down. They had helped me home. Since that day, I've never been the same. Since that day, the power of God's been present in my life. Now, that encounter has sustained me up till this point. Up till this point, nothing else but that encounter, because I know God is a reality. That encounter brought the fear of God on me, because when that power of God was on me, that presence of God, I was afraid of God. Because at that moment, I knew if there was just a little drop more, it would kill me. We serve a powerful, mighty God. When you remember your own divine encounter, it may be different to mine. Maybe it was love that touched you. Maybe it was peace that touched you. Maybe it was a vision you had. Maybe it was a prophecy somebody gave you. Maybe it was just a wind that blew through you. Whatever it was, never forget it. Talk about it. Share it. It is your life message. It is your assignment. Your assignment is connected to that encounter. When Paul stood in front of King Agrippa, the words that he spoke, he had to choose very carefully because it would determine whether he was going to die or be set free. And he chose to tell a natural, unbelieving, heathen king who knew nothing about God. He told him about a light
that he saw, a voice that he heard, a divine supernatural encounter. And do you know what? Whenever you talk about your divine encounter, it will become a reality. God will confirm it. God will confirm his word, and that power will manifest in your life. My dear brother and sister, I want to leave you with a word in your heart. Fulfill your assignment. Do not let the spirit of this age stop you or hinder you from fulfilling your assignment in this house, in Oceans Unite, in this ministry. There is a purpose, there is a plan, there is an assignment for you. As you fulfill it, the kingdom expands. We need you. The kingdom needs you. Before you were ever formed, God knew you, called you by your name, created you, and then one day you were born. But before you were born, he knew you, and he already created you. And by the time he formed you in the womb, he already placed his assignment in you. You were born with the assignment for your life in you. Won't you lift your hands and worship God? Worship team, would you come and join us? Worship team, just for a moment. Would you pray this prayer with me? Because I want to do something now. I want to activate you in your assignment in the kingdom of God. If you can, pray with me in the Holy Spirit. Pray with me for a moment in other tongues. Because when you pray in other tongues, you unlock the mysteries of God's will for your life. When you pray in other tongues, God will reveal little bits of your assignment for you and to you. He'll show you, this is what I have for you. This is what I want for you. And then things will come up in your spirit. Just take a moment and pray for a moment in other tongues right now. If you can't pray in other tongues, it's fine. Don't worry about it. In fact, God will fill you with the Holy Spirit right where you are right now. Because your assignment is in your spirit. It's not in your head. It's not in your mind. It's in your spirit. God has placed eternity in your heart. That's where the purpose is. That's where the plan is. That's where the destiny is. That's where the assignment is. And that accent, that assignment, that purpose, that vision in your life, it's going to float and come to the surface as you draw it out by prayer, by worship, by connecting with God. So right there where you're standing now, I activate you now in the kingdom of God. I activate your assignment. I activate your purpose. I activate your gifting. I activate your ministry in Oceans Unite, in the kingdom of God, to expand the kingdom of God, to fulfill purpose and destiny now. Let it be activated now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be an activation now. In fact, I want you, if you would please, take hands with the person next to you right now. Take hands with the person next to you right now. And I want you to pray. Pray that God will ignite them and activate them and put a fire, a flame, a passion in them to expand the kingdom of God. Let's stir up the gift of God. Let's stir up the grace of God. Let's stir up the vision, the passion, the anointing. Now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I release you from past disappointments, setbacks, hurts, failures, betrayals, persecutions. In the name of Jesus, let there be an activation. Let there be an activation. Now, now, in the name of Jesus, let the gift of God come alive.
We hope you enjoy today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.